BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The German parliament has voted to legalise same-sex marriage. It was only added to the parliamentary schedule at the last minute after the Chancellor Angela Merkel changed her position to allow a free vote on the subject. She herself voted against the change, but she said she hoped it would lead to more social peace. Three former executives working for the Japanese power company TEPCO have pleaded not guilty in the first criminal trial relating to the Fukushima nuclear disaster 6 years ago. One of the accused, the former TEPCO chairman, Sunehisa Katsumata, said the earthquake and tsunami wave that severely damaged the nuclear plant were impossible to predict. The United Nations says that almost 500,000 Syrians have returned to their homes this year in what a spokesman described as a significant trend. Most were displaced within Syria, 30,000 have returned from abroad. The UN Human Rights Commission says that letters are being sent to families in the Iraqi city of Mosul, threatening them with forcible expulsion over alleged links with the Islamic State group. The commission called on the Iraqi government to prevent illegal evictions or collective punishment. The South African President Jacob Zuma has opened a conference of the governing African National Congress as arguments continue to rage among party membership about his future. Some veterans of the anti-apartheid movement are boycotting the meeting and calling for Mr. Zuma's resignation. The German parliament has approved a law that obliges social media sites to delete illegal content within 24 hours or face fines of up to €50 million. The new law obliges tech giants such as Facebook and Google to swiftly remove posts containing hate speech and criminal content. And the French politician and Holocaust survivor Simone Veil has died at the age of 89. She was born into a Jewish family in southeast France and was deported as a teenager to the Nazi concentration camp at Auschwitz. As French Minister of Health, she led a successful campaign to legalise abortion. BBC News.